Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of Setting the Tone, where we're going to be discussing ticket prices. Coming right next on Setting the Tone. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining me on the first ever episode of Setting the Tone, where we're going to be discussing ticket prices. Why? Well, Ticketmaster released an article recently, and they were saying in their article they feel tickets are too cheap. And the reason for them putting this out there, well, they did some research, and they were using StubHub, who are, if you like, a resale site where you can go on there, resell your ticket. And their findings were tickets have increased within the last 5 years by 23%. And since 1996, they have climbed by 250%. Now, despite this, StubHub say people are more interested in going to secondary market to buy the ticket. And fans that are paying more than face value. So when this came back to Ticketmaster, they thought, well, if fans are paying over the odds for face value tickets, then our tickets are too cheap. So it got me thinking, and I did some research, and my article that I found says, taking inflation into account, ticket prices have risen by 27%, and across 21 venues, it shows tickets set at the face value set by the promoter rather than a secondary website rose faster than inflation between 1999 and 2016. This case study used the Spice Girls as an example. Now, back in 1999, it would have cost you £22 to see the Spice Girls. In today's money, that's £37. Now, when Taylor Swift played the same venue, she was in 2018, she was charging £55 to £120. Now, got me thinking in the respect of that's a big jump, and I didn't understand why there's a big jump. I understand inflation is a main factor, because inflation between that time, it's about 20 years, and inflation will have played a part. But does it really play that much of a part to warrant that much of a jump? I don't think it does. So I'm keen to get your thoughts in terms of how do we go about agreeing what a fair ticket price is? Because the main issue that this is causing is people are being priced out of tickets, which has happened to me in the past. I went to go and see Metallica, and they were about £150 for a standing ticket, I believe. And this, I couldn't afford it because I just simply didn't have enough money at the time. And when you take into account when you go to a show, you've got to pay travel, food costs, merchandise. You know, it costs a bit of money to have a day out, about £100 to £200 for the average day out. So I was priced out. It did annoy me because I missed out on A, seeing a band I love, and B, having an experience with my friends at a concert, which I have thoroughly enjoyed. So that's my main concern for people, that with ticket prices is having risen by that percentage in about a 20-year period, people are going to continue to be priced out for these shows. And I don't really know where we stand on terms of what we agree is a fair price. Because when you think of what goes into a ticket and how that has to be priced up, the promoter has to obviously put the ticket price out there where he is going to make a profit, and B, equally, he's got to pay a few people. Now, those people include the artist, which is a cost between the, you know, a promoter and the artist. They agree what the artist is going to pay for the show. Then the artist has to have all their management and staff paid for if they come on the show. The venue's got to be paid for the hire of the venue, the security, the toilet cleaners, the merch, the food stalls have got, you know, they've got to be paid for. The person who processes your ticket through Ticketmaster, they've got to be paid. You know, ticket agent. So with that being said, the promoter, obviously, to make money, to keep putting shows on, has got to put a price out there where they're going to make a profit and pay for those people. Now, I guess the question is, what is the fair price for a promoter to do that? And I honestly don't know, because there's so many different ways of, you know, saying what a fair price is. Do we look at a pricing strategy where you say, if you go to a venue like an O2 Academy in London or Birmingham or Manchester, and that's, say, a 2,000 capacity room, do you say the ticket price for that is between £20 to £50? And then your next level is your big arenas, so your O2 Arena in London, your LG Arena in Birmingham, your Manchester Evening Arena. Do you say those shows are £50 to £70? And then stadium shows, because obviously it's stadium, it's going to be absolutely ginormous, the sheer size of the show to put on. Do you say that's £100 to £150? I don't know. So I'm keen to get your thoughts on that. Is that a good thing to go down? Or do we simply say enough's enough, ticket prices are good the way they are, and we're happy to keep paying them? The biggest issue is we're being priced out, so we need to change that. And the way we're being priced out is when it comes to buying a ticket on that Friday, when you come to queue up at 8:45 and 9:15 to buy your ticket, they've suddenly all gone. 60,000 tickets have gone. Now, where I personally think they go onto Ticketmaster's resale sites, and the way they do that is by simply using an IT automated robot that just shifts a large proportion of those tickets. So when it comes to getting your tickets through the correct channels, they've gone. It looks like it's been a sellout, when in actual fact they haven't sold that out. They've just moved them over, which I think is incredibly unfair, because if you want to go to that show, you've got to go, well, how do I get a ticket? So you go through a resale site and pay twice the cost. Now, that impacts you, because if the show is priced at £50 and you come to buy on a resale site, you're paying, what, £100, £200? So that's not fair. So that needs looking at, and that also needs to fall in line with a promoter's expectations of what they set the cost of a show at. Because if they set their cost at £100, then you guarantee your resale cost is going to be twice that. So apart from maybe the entertainment industry talking to the government, and the government enforce, you know, a cap, or they look at a pricing strategy, I can't see this improving, unfortunately. So the only other way is by us guys saying, like I say, enough's enough. We vote with our voices, and hopefully by everyone speaking up and everyone speaking about, you know, ticket costs and, you know, in general, the powers that be take notice and look to action something. So hopefully that's one way of looking at this, and that'd be one way of a change going forward, because currently I don't think it's working. I think it's highly unfair that when a person who works their absolute hardest, you know, Monday to Friday, and a show comes up and they get excited because you want to queue and early, you know, get your ticket, and then they've gone. That's not fair, especially when the ticket already is, you know, expensive, and the resale site is going to charge you twice as much. For what? Because what are they doing that Ticketmaster, who are selling the ticket in the first place, doing differently? Well, they're not, are they, really? You're still queuing up, you're still putting your car details in, they're still going to send you a ticket through the post. Yeah, they might want to make a little bit on the top because they've sold that ticket, but again, should that not be regulated? Should when they're selling a ticket for resale, should it not be sold at the original face value? Or should it be, say, 10%? We set the cap at a 10% increase, and you can't sell that ticket for no more for a resale site. I don't know. This is all about getting your thoughts, hearing what people think. You know, is there a magic answer to it? Can it be stopped? You know, one thing we could do to stop ticket touting is I've recently bought tickets for an event in London that basically has a QR code and it won't become available until 2 hours before, which I kind of thought, well, this is kind of cool, but equally, is that unfair? Because if a genuine person can't get to a show generally because of, I don't know, illness or something's come up last minute, that then stops that person from getting to show, which I still think there should be a way of that person, if they can't get to a show, being able to sell the ticket on. Now, you might say, well, that already exists because there's a resale site, but again, that resale site is going to charge twice the cost, and that's not fair. So do we look at maybe using QR codes, and if you can't get to a show, say, 5 hours before, you have the option through that app to sell your ticket back, and it allows the opportunity to be sold, you know, to someone else. Maybe that's the way. I think that's quite cool. I'm quite geeky. I'm quite nerdy, and I like the fact that we're using technology now to kind of beat, you know, the ticket out, so to speak. I think that's quite a cool idea. Something else I want to talk about, which I feel really passionately about, is, so we spoke about ticket prices and the cost of them. Another thing that I feel strong about is VIP packages. And the reason why I feel strongly about this is if we've got a problem with the pricing of general admission tickets, then VIP packages, I think, they're a great idea, but I think, if I'm being honest with you, the execution of them is absolutely appalling, and I'll explain why. So a few years ago, I went to see Guns N' Roses, a band that I've been in love with since, I don't know, a young boy, since I heard that, you know, that You Could Be Mine track through Terminator 2. I fell in love. Even the November Rain video, I fell in love with that, and fell in love with Slash going out there doing his solo, you know, even though it's not plugged in, which is quite funny. So they came back to the UK with most of the original lineup, and they were charging quite a bit of money, £90 for a general admission ticket, which, you know, got, you know, a standing position, but quite far back in the arena. And then it was £150, I think, for Golden Circle. And then there was VIP packages that were, you know, a few hundred pound more. And the reason why I'm bringing this to your attention is I think the execution of VIP is a bit, it needs work, because when I bought my Golden Circle ticket, I paid £150 and I went with two friends who bought VIP packages, and they paid, like I say, a couple hundred pound more than I did. So say about £200-300. Now, what did their VIP ticket get them that my Golden Circle ticket didn't get them? Well, quite simply, it got them to go into the show 15 minutes before, so they could go and find a spot to stand, wait for the show to begin 15 minutes before I could. It also got them a little nice VIP book for that price. The joke came for them when they got in 15 minutes before I did. And when it came to my turn to go in, I literally walked and stood right next to them. So as you can imagine, they were obviously happy to be there, but they got thinking, well, we're here 15 minutes before you are, and you're next to us. So how is that fair for the promoter to have charged a few hundred pound more to offer this service, and for them to have got not really much for it? It's not, in my opinion, it's really not. Another example I've got is the recent My Chemical Romance reunion shows at Milton Keynes Stadium. They were going for, you know, a couple of £100 from my understanding, and all it's got those people who have bought them, yes, they've got a ticket to see a show, which no doubt will be fantastic, but all it's got them is merchandise free queuing. So what that means is they can go in 15-20 minutes, whatever it is, to go and get their merchandise and go to the show. Again, what, for £50 extra, £100? Does that really warrant the cost? I don't think it does. Like I've said, I think VIP packages are a wonderful idea. It's a new way for fans to attend shows and for promoters to sell shows, but I think there's work to be done in terms of what you're charging people and what you're offering them, because nothing's going to be worse than someone paying for an experience, you know, a lot more than someone that's buying a general admission ticket and all they're getting, say, is a goodie bag that says band's name, Live Nation. That's a joke. That does need to be looked at, and I hope it is, because it's a good idea, just poorly executed. And again, if VIP packages sell out and they go on, you know, if there's the opportunity for them to go on resale sites, they're going to go for stupid money. So I want to thank you all for tuning in. I hope it's kind of way this show raises awareness of things happening in the music industry and what people think. I'm keen to get your thoughts, because at the end of the day, it's a show for music fans that love music but think things are not correct, and what can we do to correct them, you know. So thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that. There will be more of these shows to come from me. I will be looking to get bands on the show, local bands, interviewing bands, promoters, venue owners. I'll be looking to get a good friend of mine on, who I can't wait to get on the show, and I can't wait for him to talk to you what he does, because it's absolutely incredible. What he does is basically he sets up guitar teaching schools for students and uses a guitar ninja grading system, which basically, think of a ninja, think of martial arts and red belts, white belts. He uses that system, so I'm keen to get him on the show for him to talk to you about that. And that will be coming up over the next few weeks. So once again, thank you very much for tuning in. Really appreciate you tuning in to the first ever episode of Set in Tone. Have a lovely evening. We'll be right back.